Hey, everybody, on this week's episode of The Bachelor, we finally got the most dramatic moment of the season, Colton's fence jump. I know, finally. And a breakup that nobody saw coming. Guys, stick with us. We're going to break down this episode right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Was that you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could make that sound.
I didn't either.
I thought that was like a pterodactyl, Jeff. My God.
It's inside. I'm like Hannah Beast.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, we're just letting out all these sounds if you're listening to us on iTunes because we can't deal with what we just saw.
Oh.
If you're tuning in right now, welcome to our after show, guys. This is the Bachelor After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in with us. It's your girl, Christine. I am in the driver's seat tonight.
Yes, she is.
Woo! Woo! Thanks so much for joining us. And I've got Jeff with me.
I'm being told by the chat to say no spoilers to the chat. So, guys, please, we don't know what's going to happen. With who is going to be the next Bachelorette.
Nothing.
I'm sure we'll find out probably tomorrow, though, right?
No.
No?
No, because the carpet interviews insinuate that they hadn't made a decision yet. They probably have by now, but I don't think it'll be announced tomorrow.
Renee okay. is the smart one on the panel.
Yes, and we've yes. got Renee right here in the corner.
Hey, you guys. Would just like to say, I fucking told you so.
Sorry Shots. About the... So I guess this is now an explicit podcast.
Yes, I'm very sorry.
We are so sorry, but not sorry, because... I mean, there's just so much to unpack with how we feel tonight, guys. So I'm just going to start right there. Thoughts on the episode, Jeff? Take it away.
Man, I got to say, this was kind of hard to watch for me. Oof. I felt like during the Tayshia moments, I felt like I shouldn't have been in the room with them while I was watching a sophomore in high school try to figure out what they wanted to do after the prom. And then during Cassie and Colton, obviously that was so cringeworthy because it was... I enjoyed the episode in the sense of like when you're watching a horror movie, but that's the best I can do.
That is a terrible comparison. like just so frightening you can't stand to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like you know when you watch like Paranormal Activity, you watch it like this.
Oh, true.
That's how I felt the whole
Paranormal
time.
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah.
That movie's not scary.
Are though. You kidding
that's
me?
In the chat,
it
you
made
guys.
$400 million.
You guys are pansies. That movie's not scary. Wow.
Okay, it then. Which we saw together.
Yeah, we did. I haven't seen the original one, though. Only the newer one.
Well, you were terrified during the new one, so don't play like you're missed.
Whatever, Jeff. Anyways, this episode. this was honestly everything I wanted it to be drama-wise and more, because truly a lot of the times that The Bachelor teases things happening later on in the season in promos, it's never as dramatic as they make it out to be. This, honestly, if anything, they downplayed it. This was so dramatic.
So it totally exceeded your expectations.
Yes, because he changed the game and they did not... even in any way imply that he was going to change the game like this, and it was insanity for an hour.
I have to agree with you, Renee. I'm legit shook. Like, I'm actually shaking.
Yeah.
Because I thought this was going to be one of those moments where The Bachelor just builds you up, and yep. then they let you down with such a lukewarm revelation or just a breakup that we saw coming. But did we see this playing out like that? Maybe I don't want to jump too far ahead. So let's just take it from the top because we did get one actual fantasy suite tonight, and that was Tayshia's. But before we get to that point, though, we can't skip over the fact that we are now in Algarve, Portugal.
Algarve?
Am I saying that right, guys?
No one knows.
Algarve? I can point it out on the map if you'd like.
I mean, thank God that the show gave us that split second of a montage where we saw it on the map, because did anyone else know where that was?
Gotta say, no. I watch Jeopardy every morning, and that's a fact. And I didn't know where Algarve, Portugal
Ooh,
was. So.
No. Did you guys know in the chat? Let us know. What'd you guys think of Tayshia's date?
I knew from, I won't say from the night, because they seemed to be having really fun on their date. He was joking around, and I really liked their playful relationship. But it was the next morning, as soon as it showed them wake up, I knew that she was going home.
She looked disappointed.
Yeah,
the next morning.
She did. It was what we were nervous about. We were like, she's either going to wake up and be like, ha-ha, or be like, that was wonderful.
She wanted it, and he didn't give it to her.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you guys.
I like the gender role reversal there. Because normally it's the opposite, you know?
Yeah, I think she really wanted a chance to, like, rock Colton's world, and he just did not give it to her.
Nope. But they talked. She was like, but we had a great conversation.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. I mean, for me, what gave me the hint that it wasn't going to go all the way was their date activity, to be honest. I mean, it's not The Bachelor if we don't get one quintessential helicopter date. I don't know if we've had that yet. We've had a skydiving.
Elise and him flew to the amusement park.
They did. Mm. They did. But again, it was more of the same between them, just reiterating their connection for, you know, heights and things like that. But I just had a feeling like, oh, man, this is just more of the same. Are they actually going to go all the way?
Yeah. I think, Christine, you've sort of been telegraphing Tayshia and Colton's, like, vibe the whole season. So I have to applaud you on that.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it and sound I'm beating a dead horse.
I got your back. Because, you know, you've been getting some shade from the comments of people wanting you to champion Tayshia's relationship, which I think you wanted Tayshia and Colton to work.
But you
never saw it.
I just didn't see it.
And you were right.
And at the end of the day, Colton didn't see it either. And it didn't seem like he wanted to stick around and figure this out.
He had decided.
He had already decided. How's the chat feeling about Tayshia's date?
I'm trying to catch up, y'all. It's are so like our fifth panelist that sometimes I have trouble, but let's take a look because you guys have the best thoughts. It just goes so fast. Tayshia had the girls looking like a snack in that dress. that's Misha. It's true. I found that. Let's see, I'm looking for more Tayshia. She definitely looked disappointed. A lot of what we're saying. I did not believe it. Okay, here we go. This is interesting. I did not believe anything Tayshia said about her ex cheating on her after the lies about Kaylin.
Ooh, it was an interesting time for her to bring this up. To me, it felt like one last, like, I don't want to say Hail Mary, because she was obviously confident in their connection to that point, but just, like, one last bombshell to form just another bond with Colton. I don't know.
I disagree.
What do you think?
To me, Kaylin's date was all, like, her hometown date, as I said last week, was the audition for The Bachelorette. Like, if you would have sent an audition, that was Kaylin's date. The whole talk with her stepdad, like, the whole thing worked on this panel, I'll tell you. We had tears in the room. But I really think that was very planned, whereas with Tayshia, I understand where she's coming from when she said, like, it's something she's ashamed of, that her partner cheated on her.
Yeah.
Because partner, I think when you're cheated on, you can and you do sometimes feel ashamed because they went out. You don't want to admit that, like, your partner that you spoke so highly of, that you married, went out and did this. So I would understand why she didn't talk about it yet. I do think it was a bit forced, but that might not be because she was trying to make a, you know, one last connection then, but more because she thought, well, like, I want to tell him, and I guess this is the time to do it. It's, you know, fantasy suites versus, like, this is a connection. I know it's there, you know?
There's something, and it's because we're equal opportunity. You know, we have to be fair on all these contestants. And I like Tayshia a lot. I said that from the jump. That's the phrase. Something about Tayshia tonight, she felt like a little media trained. And that's why, like, the way she brought up the being cheated on and the way she timed everything and even the way she was speaking and interacting with Colton felt a little bit like a very well-rehearsed performance.
Mm.
And maybe that's just because I'm comparing it to Cassie, who, however you feel, was obviously...
Unhinged.
Unhinged, but, like, being herself.
Right.
Something, and again, I like Tayshia a lot, but she felt a little bit like you'd make a great red carpet correspondent. Like, you're putting in nice moves for a future.
I disagree. I feel like that's been Tayshia's vibe all along. However, one thing I will say is what she pointed out tonight, as she wasn't this, you know, calm, cool, collected person a year and a half ago after her relationship destroyed her. I think she is putting on, you know, her best face with him. So I think that's the Tayshia we get versus, I mean, we all have so many sides to us. Like, we're like the happy side, the crazy side, whatever. So I think with Tayshia, and honestly, most girls, maybe aside from Cassie because she's so unsure, I think we get like their best self first.
Yeah, and that's true.
Because it shows the most maybe with Tayshia, that would make me think she's like the least media trained. Because Hannah, it almost sounded like I started beatboxing. And as I go into Hannah, too.
Hannah G.
Okay. I feel like she's always calm, cool, and collected, but it doesn't come across like she's trying to be perfect all the time.
Interesting.
Well, I agree with that. That's why Tayshia and Hannah, I both think, have that, like, performative element that you're talking about. But something about today, and again, I really like Tayshia. I'd love to see her in Paradise, maybe even as a future Bachelorette. Yeah. She felt a little more performative than I'm used to, in a way that I was kind of like, I can't tell if you're here for the right reasons.
I want to ask you, as a guy, your perspective. How did you feel about Tayshia's flirty, maybe planned, not so planned, boob flashing moment that we got? I thought that was a very cheeky kind of off-putting moment for Tayshia, who is so normally put together.
That's a good point.
To kind of have, it's a nip slip twice. It just made the whole thing very cringeworthy. We were visibly uncomfortable watching this exchange. So do you think, like, does that work? Do you think that was a move, or was that just
maybe,
like, total awkwardness we caught on camera?
I think it was her trying to seduce him a little bit, and also just her outfit. I think it was a mix. Like, I don't think she would have consistently brought it up like that. She kept bringing it up. And Colton also was very into it. Like, the attraction that night, Colton was like, yes. But at the same time, he's not that into her emotionally.
Or he just was so decided. I think, like, there's a world in which...
definitely
again,
decided.
When I look at the real chemistry, I think Tayshia's probably... Renee's feeling very proud of her.
Wait, Jeff, I'm sorry. Who said this? I think the whole... I think the whole panel disagreed with me last week when I said he had already made up his mind on Cassie, and that Cassie was starting to
feel... We'll get there. We're still on Tayshia.
Well, we can wrap up Tayshia right now.
I'm just
the
really
last
proud
thing,
of myself.
The last thing I'll say, though, is I guess if... If Colton would have been honest with himself, Tayshia could have been a great fit.
Absolutely.
I think she knew that she was going home deep down. And that's why...
The next day she knew.
Yeah, and that's why there was some awkwardness during their date. But I guess I was surprised that Tayshia was leaning into him, even though I felt like deep down she knew. Like, that date was awkward, and she was doing her best to redeem it, which I guess is what you do in that situation, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I was her. I mean, you're just going to do your best.
Yeah, you're right.
Because all you have is your intuition. It's not like you can talk to... At that point, you know, she could talk to the other girls in the house and bounce ideas off of them. It's like, you're really in the thick of it. Like,
this
is it. It's either you have it with him or you don't, and you're going to find out at the rose ceremony. But
I think I'm just playing devil's advocate, because I really do like Tayshia. So
for
I hope she sticks around, and I think she'd be really interesting.
Sticks around?
Well, I mean, she's here next week, but...
Could you imagine if they... We'll get to this, but they actually just did a rose ceremony next week.
She may not be sticking around, but our show sticks around each and every
week.
We do.
So, you guys, before we move on to our next topic that is pretty juicy because it pretty much was the episode, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could really use your help, though. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please, please, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, make sure you leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Or right now, you're involved in the chat. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. And we truly appreciate you for supporting us and doing what we love. So don't forget, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell crazy fans of The Bachelor, watch our shows. And we have so many other good ones, like Vanderpump Rules, which I just started and I'm really into.
Nice. I'm excited. I'm actually going to be back on the Queer Eye panel.
Nice.
So I'll be just wiping my tears every week and talking about it with you guys. So, yeah, we've got a lot of good shows at AfterBuzz, guys.
Hey-o.
All right. Let's just get right
let's
to
do
it.
Do this.
Our girl Cassie. Wow. She really threw Colton for a loop this episode, guys. But I gotta give it up to Renee. I can't start this segment without giving you your just due, because you absolutely called it last week.
Thank you, guys.
So,
really appreciate it. I didn't look up any spoilers, but I knew it. I could tell.
Renee, I give it up to you.
Thank you. Last week, watch it back, you guys. I was getting hate on the... Well, you know, playful hate. You know?
Not hate.
Not like hate, but everyone's disagreeing with me about the Cassie thing. I don't want to say hate because I think people will take it seriously, but you know what I mean.
What made this so hard, though, was because from the very start of their segment of the episode, it starts with Colton just saying, I want to be in love with Cassie. It started since Singapore. He's just out, just pouring it on, thick, going on and on about how much he's there with her, and... It just makes the setup that much more worse when she crushes him later on.
Yeah. I mean, here's what bugs me about it. One, it's brutal to hear her say the same thing for 40 minutes. I gotta say. I get it, because that is a genuine conversation. Like, that's how you would say it if you're in that situation and you're that confused and you don't want to leave yet, but there's nothing else to say and you're just trying to show them how confused you are.
Right.
However, she was the one of the two that... were both accused of not being ready. Tayshia was getting heat for it. Like, all the other girls were warning. Literally 5 girls warned him about it. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. So honestly, I'm sorry, but you knew this. If so many people are saying this to you, you knew this girl was not ready. You were just blinded by love, wearing the rose-colored goggles. Like, I get it. You know, we do that. We often overlook red flags. We're like, oh, no, he he says he's not ready now, but, like, he will be. He doesn't want to be Bachelor. So I think with this, it makes sense that she did this, considering all of the rumors stirred up. However, it bothers me that she herself was not honest with him, especially during that, like, two-on-one or the group date when she could have got sent home, because that's why it came down to that. He wasn't sure if she was ready. And if she had been honest then, he wouldn't have fallen deeper in love with her.
Well, do you think she was being honest with herself, though?
I think she, and I stand by what I said last week, I don't think she thought she was going to win until, like, last week. I think last week it started to hit her that was truly a possibility. I think it really hit her when she stayed around for the group date. Before that, it was a game. She liked him. She had fun with him. Yeah. She's 23. I think she likes the guy, but she's not as crazy for him as he is for her, and that didn't become an issue until she's like, oh my God, there are no other girls that are my competition. It's just me.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting to see her unravel this episode, where during her hometown, she seemed almost just, like, so upset with her parents for not, like, being on board with it. But, like you said, maybe inside, she really wasn't on board with it either. It's just so weird to just see her talk in circles like that. And Colton's just sitting there kind of crying through the whole thing. I mean, their date was pretty chill up until he brought up the point that he asked for her hand in marriage and her dad said no. What did you guys think about the fact that the producers even brought her dad there? Was that just, like, shock value?
No,
like,
that
we
was
already
them,
knew what was going to happen.
They're desperate. Colton knew. The producers know he wants to pick Cassie. And when they knew, because I'm sure it wasn't that date that that they found out that she was, like, her dad's approval or whatever meant a lot to her. Because I'm sure they didn't tell her that Colton didn't get the approval. But I'm sure that was clear, so they had to do something drastic because they knew he was going to pick her. This guy's been talking about it since, what did they say? Was it the Thailand date?
Yeah.
Where I fully believe he has said to the producers, since then, this is who I'm picking, and has known it. So they had to do whatever it took. However, it still wasn't enough.
In terms of your question about her dad, I expected this to be a really kind of melodramatic, overproduced moment in The Bachelor, mm-hmm. but I actually found it to be kind of real. Like, yeah. I was impressed by how, you know, there's so much on The Bachelor that you kind of roll your eyes and you can feel the strings being pulled by producers, but watching Cassie and her dad talk was really interesting, because we've never seen anything like this on the show, where you see a real moment between a father and his daughter.
Yeah.
And to me, what it showed was Cassie is 23 slash... Right. Probably emotionally younger than that. She has not cleaved her family yet. That's like, if any of you guys are like evangelical Protestants, that term is like the idea is when you're ready for marriage, you like leave your parents and cleave to your partner.
Right.
So she hasn't moved on, because when you get married, there's an element of like your new protector and partner becomes the person you're marrying rather than your parents. And she's still married to her parents.
Right.
You know?
She lives with her parents.
Right. So absolutely. it was so interesting to see an emotionally immature girl break down with her dad, and her dad handled it just like a dad should. I actually have to applaud.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He was an A+ dad.
I want to get dad advice from him.
Yeah.
He knew what was up. He gave her great advice. He wasn't pushy at all.
Yeah.
Cassie came to her own conclusion. However, I think this is the opposite reason of why the producers sent him. That was not what they wanted. They were like, oh God, I guess we'll roll with it.
I have to agree. Maybe that's not what they had in mind, but like, he really gave her some hard truths. Watching it, I felt like that's exactly what, honestly, like what my dad would say. And it was endearing to watch. It's like we got to see the conversation that we think probably happens off screen at hometowns, except we just got it on screen. Like, and I think the most telling part was he told her, like, you don't look ready. Like, the hesitation was so real. She says, I think I do, when he asked her if he's in love. Like, oof. It was the longest pause ever. And that's, I was like, man, she's going home tonight. I just knew from that moment.
This is interesting. Misha C says, the dad replaced the usual ex-boyfriend showing up.
Yeah.
And that's such a good point.
Yeah, he
that
really did.
Yeah.
I just, this whole thing shocked me, because watching it,
And, you know, being the Bachelor fan that I am and how many seasons I've seen, I'm like, nope, she can't go home and he can't be saying this. This doesn't make sense for him to say he picks her and she goes home. That can't happen. So when it did, I mean, I'm just wondering. That's why when you guys said, oh, she's definitely going home after the dad talked to her, I'm like, there's no way, because how would it be? How would the show continue?
That's not canon. I know what you mean, though. But I was just surprised. Twice this season has surprised me with the producing. One, when Kaylin opened up about her sexual assault and it was so well produced and well done and tasteful. And two, this was a really tastefully handled moment between a father and his daughter. Very surprised by how like earnest and tasteful this interaction was.
Absolutely. I think the episode kind of needed it. It was a very grounded conversation because even the breakup between Colton and Cassie itself was a lot of just, I don't know, and head rubs and, you know, not exactly fully formed thoughts.
I don't know. It's like...
That's a really good Cassie.
I can get there. Like, I wish that I knew.
I really want to get into the conversation between Cassie and Colton because there were some things said that I think raised our eyebrows many times. One being that Colton outright says to her that he basically insinuates that it's okay if they can't get to a point of an engagement at the end of this.
He's like, you don't have to be my girlfriend. We'll just date non-exclusively.
So desperate.
That's shocking to me considering how much pressure is on the lead to use the correct verbiage the entire time.
He for sure violated a contract.
Oh, so,
can we talk about that? Yeah. Because considering Colton, like you said, Renee, was warned the entire time about people potentially not being ready, being all season saying long that he doesn't want to send home someone who is ready and keep someone who's not, and then someone's telling you to your face that they are not ready and they don't know if they're ever going to be ready, and you're like, that's okay.
Well, it's
it just seemed like the ultimate what the F.
He's doing the opposite of what you should do when you're in a relationship, which is settling for less and less and less. First he talked about how big of a deal it was for him to get the father's approval. He didn't. He said it didn't matter to him anyways. Then he said he's not here for a girlfriend. He wants to end up with a wife, a partner. Wife. Tells her that it doesn't have to end in an engagement. Then, on top of that, she doesn't even have to be sure that he's the one. They'll just basically take it day by day. It's crazy to me that and not crazy because I knew this guy was obsessed with Cassie for like a minute. But like, he broke every rule and lost. The fact he jumped over a fence over this says something.
Do you guys agree with Colton's tactics, though? In the sense that, like, when someone is just outright rejecting you, do you keep smothering the person with love, or do you just accept
it? It's tough.
Because it's a real moment, Jeff. Like, as much as I was criticizing him, I'm like, it's so easy to say that outside looking in.
I know. It's as much as, of course, I don't agree with what he's saying. You can't help a dude who's head over heels.
Yeah.
It's tough, though, because I'm also like, I still think it's just infatuation. I'm sorry, but I don't think Colton loves her. I think he loves the idea of being married to a pretty white blonde family with a pretty white blonde girl with a family from Huntington Beach. I don't think if he really were to break down and talk to a therapist about if she's the right fit,
right.
I don't think any of his reasons for romance would be the right ones. He liked the idea of her. He thought she was hot. And he liked the idea of that family being his in-laws.
No, I think they had a really strong connection, but sometimes a strong connection isn't enough to have that person be your life partner. Like, you got to weigh the pros and cons, and you learn this through experience. Like, you can have an amazing connection with someone, and it can still be the wrong person.
Do you think they had an amazing connection, though?
Yes, when I saw them together, I saw so many moments. It's like that, and I have it drilled in my head, that moment that they were sitting on the couch together, like, giggling, joking about her being his sister. Like, they had chemistry. Chemistry is undeniable. You can't fake it on screen. You see, like, he's attracted to Hannah G, but they don't have that chemistry. They have physical chemistry, but him and Cassie have had this connection the entire time. I just don't think that that's enough to be like, this person's my wife, especially when there's so many issues.
Yeah.
When you're not sure about someone, it's like what they say, if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no.
I will say, though, their chemistry to me felt a bit like infatuation. I don't think we ever saw a deep conversation between the two of them.
It did come off like infatuation to me as well. I do side with you that I think he is very much in love with the idea of her.
Yeah.
She reminds him of home, just like Hannah G does. Oh, yeah. You know, because he drops out a lot, guys. Everyone's special and reminds him of home and makes him feel complete.
But can you think of a time when they had a really meaningful talk?
here's the thing you have to remember. They cut stuff out.
Yeah.
Like, think about Rachel's season with Brian. They only showed them making out. And apparently, and Rachel would tweet saying, like, well, we didn't just make out. Cassie said that, too. I believe these conversations have happened. I think there's a reason he thinks he's so in love with her. However, I'm telling you, like, it doesn't matter if they've had deep conversations, if he does feel in love, if there's an attraction, if there's a connection, if they have so much in common. It comes down to, is this an actual good fit? And I think it's a little bit alarming that he says that she completes him. Because that no one should complete you. You should complete yourself and then right. find someone that complements you. But I don't know. It seems a bit unhealthy to me already because he's kind of like longing after her and it should be equal.
Well, yeah, and the we've known this from the start. Colton doesn't know who he is.
No,
and the
that's
problem
what
is,
we've been saying.
Yeah, like you just said, you can't get married until you do. So he loved the idea of Cassie. He liked the idea of them in a photo frame together. I just don't know if he really thought about what it means to have a wife.
Well, he did say that he is going to be patient, that he is not going to give up. And just to kind of wrap up that part of the episode, once they say their goodbyes, Colton pretty much, you know, the fence jump happens, guys. And it was highly satisfying for me to watch just because it's been hyped up so much. And it was very dramatic in the moment.
Yeah.
But that's where the episode ends. And we don't get to see a fantasy suite with Hannah G. Were you guys bummed by that? Or do you think it was appropriate to cut it off where it was?
Oh, I think it was absolutely appropriate to cut it off where it was because that, I mean, what are you going to, he can't have a fantasy. There's no fantasy date for Hannah G. The fantasy bubble is burst. Like, there is this poor girl. There's the funniest tweet out there that I think we'll get to later in our section. Wait, did you pick this one or can I talk about it?
Oh, no, I didn't pick it.
Okay,
go for
there's
it,
this SpongeBob, like, was it a GIF, a SpongeBob, like, smiling and his eyes are all big and it's like Hannah G waiting for her fantasy date having no idea what's going on. Because, like, there's no way, they couldn't have even changed the editing. He's done. You can't come back. This is one of those things he can't come back from. The only way he could have, if he was a good bachelor, didn't hop over the fence, and they would have edited it differently. They wouldn't have shown him say she was the one, but he did, and that's how you know everyone's going home next week. What is he going to say? Hey, I picked Cassie, but you know what? She left. Hannah, you me?
You down? You down, girl? Oh, man. So
it's wild.
That was a very wild, crashing ending to the episode. And we got a to-be continued. I cannot believe
so
ABC made us wait this long just to give us a to-be continued. But we do have Women Tell All tomorrow night, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for it because we see Katie's in the audience. I'm sure she's going to spill some tea. Colton's going to be there. What do you guys what do you guys think we're going to find out at Women Tell All?
I think we're going to get Kaylin's next Bachelorette audition, as I said last week. You can already see her crying in the promo. I'm so, like, we get it. And I think we're not going to see Cassie, because I think they're going to save Cassie, Tayshia, and Hannah G for the most dramatic after the final rose yet.
We do have to see how that wraps up.
But they never do that. It's always comes down to two girls for after the final rose, so I think it's so crazy.
Oh, yeah, after the
it's
going to
be three of them, because my guess it's going to be like Hannah, Tayshia, and him sitting together, and then just Cassie and him. I don't know.
What confuses me, though, is in one of the promos for, like, upcoming on this season of The Bachelor, we do see Colton, like, standing by himself looking at, like, an engagement ring box that's empty. Like, when do we get to see that part of it if it's technically over after this?
Well, can I give you my theory?
What's your theory?
Okay, I think next week, and don't, you guys, if you know, please don't spoil. I think next week he's going to have to go through two breakups, one of which will be with Hannah G, which is going to be so sad because she has no idea what's happening.
And she wants it so bad.
She does.
She does.
And then I think he's going to go to her hometown and be like, listen, you can think about it. I'm going to give it like a week, but I'm going to be here. Here's a one-way or two-way ticket to hear if you, if you love me, meet me there, like a movie thing.
Oh, my God.
Meet me there. We don't just think about it. You don't have to accept my proposal. Just show up.
Yeah.
Whatever, and like that dramatic thing, and then she's gonna show up there because I'm telling you, those girls are getting sent home next week, and he's waiting there to see if Cassie shows up, and I think she will.
Ooh, bold. I mean, that was our unofficial predictions, guys. So, Jeff, do you have anything to throw in?
Yeah, I think either way, we know he's gonna chase after her. You know, we know that she's the prize, she's the shiny object he's not letting go of, and I don't know exactly how it's gonna look. I think that's actually a well-produced, maybe we should get Renee.
Can I be a producer? That would have been, God, if they don't do that, man.
Yeah, after you said it, I was like, okay, Quinn from Unreal. Like, that was so, like.
That's a yes. Rom-com. Well, actually, just
it's
a rom-com.
It's good. No, I know. I wonder if he might go to Huntington and surprise her at her house, because.
The only reason I think he'll surprise her there to initially get her back, but the promos do show him, like, on a cliff somewhere.
Well, Huntington Beach has a lot of cliffs.
Does it? It didn't look like Huntington Beach. We're not that far from there. We know what it looks like.
Yeah. Either way, I think we're going to see Cassie's family again, which I got to say, Mr. and Mrs. Randolph are stoked about, because they are so clearly thirsty to start their own adult Bachelor franchise spinoff. We didn't talk about it last week, but when we saw Cassie's mom, like, you know, positioned right here in the frame and a little lower third popped up, I was just like, oh, is she one of the contestants? And this week,
so good looking.
When Mr. Randolph got out of the limo and kind of did a spin when he walked out, just like Zoolander, I was like, this is the thirstiest family I've ever met in my life. I don't dislike the Randolphs, but all of them want more IG followers, and it is just so clear to me.
Oh my goodness. Well, they're definitely going to get it after this. I mean, way to end the season off with a bang.
Yeah.
I feel like we've dissected every part of this
episode. I've got a couple
tonight,
more
guys.
Things if we can jump into it.
Go for it, Jeff.
We've got some time. Cassie's going to get dragged. It's clear social media is going to rip her a new one. The chat dislikes her. Do we think Cassie deserves the barrage of hate she's going to get? Or
no,
do we think she...
I don't think anyone does. Gosh, right. You guys, it's a breakup. Like, no one... I don't think she wanted this. I mean, the girl, while she was there, she was like... It seemed like she was like, oh, God, I wish I didn't feel this way, but I right. do, and it sucks. I can tell you love me, but I just don't feel that way. And she was conflicted because... It's like that, you know when have you guys ever had like that guy friend or girlfriend that you wish you had those feelings for because yeah. you know they would be good to you, but you don't? Like, that's what it felt like in that moment, except she has some feelings for him, just not the same amount of crazy love that he has for her.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
he has just a whole truckload of love.
I mean, I agree with you, Jeff. I think she is going to get a lot of heat on social media because yeah. people want the show to go the way it's supposed to go. You know, we want to see everything kind of check off all the boxes, at least at the very end, and then he makes the decision. But considering Colton's been dumped so many times this season, it's just, it's a lot to take in.
Wait, can I twist it for a second?
Yeah.
I don't think Peter got a ton of hate when he did what he did. I think, weirdly, it is a bit of a sexist issue yeah. because, you know, who got the heat was Rachel for being upset.
Right.
Whereas now Cassie, given she does say, like, a lot, and I think that's a big reason people get a little bit frustrated for the 40 minutes of it, but
yeah.
she's a young girl. She's not ready.
Right.
Peter was older and not ready, and Peter didn't get... People wanted Peter to be Bachelor. So honestly, just remember this. If you feel some hate, remember how you felt during that season for Rachel.
Yeah.
We can't hate
on them.
That's a great point. Maybe it is because she's a girl. Maybe it's a subconscious thing, but... I'm just saying, Peter got more love, if anything.
That's true. And honestly, after her conversation with her dad the second time around, I really did understand why
yeah.
she wanted to wait. Because, I mean, you really can't force it if you're not ready. But to that point, is there something?
Says Renee is definitely a producer.
You're secretly a producer. Who do you think had the most, if we could just, like, rank the cringeworthiness of breakups, where does this fall? Cassie and Colton versus Rachel and Peter versus Ari Becca.
Ari Becca is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, Ari and Becca was cringy because he just wouldn't leave.
Right.
Like, it was cringy in a different way. Because I was saying, I felt like Tayshia and Colton's date was more uncomfortable for me to watch because it was just so awkward. But Becca and Ari's breakup was just like, why are we...
And it
was
unedited.
Why are they doing this to us? And her, like, you're feeling so bad for her, so it
right.
added that extra level. Whereas Cassie's choosing to do this, and Colton knew what he was getting himself into. Therefore... I feel bad for Becca.
That's what I want to know from people who are so upset with Cassie, what's the specific moment she went wrong? Like, where did she really do it wrong? Because mm-hmm. in my head, she never told him she loved him. She always was honest with him every time he asked. It's kind of his fault for keeping her around. And granted, five girls told him, too.
He ignored a lot of signs.
He ignored every single sign. And Cassie never really lied to him. She wanted to see if maybe... Whether or not she was there for the right reasons, she told the truth. I can't think of, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but I can't necessarily think of a time when Cassie lied. And you know what? She could have stayed another week and made it worse.
The only instance I could think of her actually lying, per se, is just maybe her conversation with...
Kaylin?
Nope. Outside at the mountains where... who got
with
the chin.
Kerpa.
Kerpa.
Kerps.
because she was saying that she's not ready, and Cassie was like, "You don't know that. Like, I am ready."
To be fair, she's not. I think it was now thinking back on it. I think Cassie truly believes that she's ready for marriage.
Just not with Colton.
But not with Colton. Sometimes you can be... Here's the thing. You can be... How many guys or girls have you dated that they're not the right person for you, but you thought originally that they could be? We've all been there. So I don't think it's that wrong. But it would bother me if she said, "Yes, Colton, I see you at the end of this. I am ready to accept the proposal." That would have bugged me. It just... The reason why I'm not as mad at her, and the reason why I'm not mad at... I'm more mad at him a little bit. Or not mad at him, because I understand where he's coming from.
Heartbroken for him.
Yeah, heartbroken. Yeah. But he also should have known. Like, he was just warned time and time again. However, we also have all worn rose-colored glasses. So no one's at fault and no one should be getting hate, because no one did anything wrong. They just followed their hearts.
He's self-destructive, and he's only looking for people who are emotionally unavailable right now. And I think we're going to need to unpack why that is. But all season, we've been talking about Colton's own issues. And all of this was a product of his own baggage. He needs to get this sorted out before he's ready. And here's the last thing I'll say about this. If we're going to play devil's advocate and kind of get, not team Cassie, but give her some love because I know she's about to get slammed.
Yeah.
I think most girls finish this show knowing that it's not really an engagement, because the success rate of marriages on this show is less than 10%. So most girls, even if they have the same thoughts Cassie does, they're like, "Well, I'll stay and I'll get the ring and we'll date for 6 months, but I don't have to marry him." Mm. Whereas Cassie's thinking, "For me, saying yes to an engagement really does mean saying yes." Mm-hmm. So I think she has a different standard and barometer for what that moment means than 99% of the contestants who go on that show. So as much as we want to shade her for not playing by the rules, I don't think anyone truly plays by the rules, because they don't view it as a real engagement.
Also, I think she really did want to get there. She seemed so conflicted while she was breaking up with him. It wasn't just clear cut and dry, "I'm not ready." Like, these were real feelings she had. She hated hurting him. Yeah. She was questioning if she was making the right decision. But ultimately, she knew what she had to do. It was best for her, which was go home. And I do think her dad made sense. Like, I don't think anything was illogical. Like, I think everything that happened made sense and was foreshadowed throughout the season. It's just a bummer that he clearly only wanted her and now has to go through so much.
Right.
Two more breakups, going after her. And honestly, I don't want to say this because I do think that they'll date. I think they're going to date. But I don't think that's the start of a healthy relationship, in the sense where he's just lowering his standards left and right.
Mm. I mean, because I'm thinking, what's next after this? Even if they do continue to date, like, I don't know if I really see them long-term compatible, because then you're just doing the same thing. You're just keep dating to get to the same conclusion. Like, I think at this point, Cassie knows that Colton's not her person. And I just, I don't think it's right for them to keep dating.
It takes years, though, to get married. Like,
to get married.
I mean, that's fair.
But if you have doubts about someone, there's a difference. If you have doubts about someone this early on, this is the honeymoon period. This is why they get away with so many engagements, because you're not supposed to have doubts yet. And she's having them, which I agree with Christine.
Here's what I would say. I would say the 5 weeks they spend, let's say that feels more like a year, you're allowed to have doubts about an engagement a year in. And then 2.5 years in, things change. I just think, like, I mean, it depends on how long you date.
Well,
but, like, I didn't necessarily know I wanted to marry Laura a year in.
But did you know she wasn't your person? Or did you think maybe she wasn't your person?
Right. I mean, I didn't really.
Because it goes back to what we said about them before. Like, the real bedrock of their connection. Like, it's just, to me, I don't see it.
What I saw was a girl who wanted so badly for Colton to be her person, but knew she's like, and she even said to her dad, he's like, "You should have no doubts about this person." And she said, "I don't know if I ever will feel that way about someone." So that shows she just is worried about not finding someone better. You know what I mean? Like, not finding someone better suited for her. Like, is she giving up the person that maybe over time it'll grow into that? She has enough doubts where it seems as though she doesn't even know if she'll ever be able to get there. And to me, that says that I think they'll date, but I don't think they'll last. And I hate to say that because I like them both. Please, Colton, don't be the Bachelor again. But, like, I just don't think that they're meant for each other. And it's sad that you find out this early on, because, you know, we have our whole, like, God, what I said about Lauren and Aria, like, I still think they'll eventually break up. Is that bad?
Oh, no.
They have a kid on the way.
Don't de-bless their marriage.
I just still don't like Aria. I like Lauren. But,
oh, Bachelor Nation.
I know. I'm sorry.
Are we still hating Lauren?
I don't hate her. I'm just saying I don't know if they'll last.
You're worried for them.
Long term. But this, I don't even think it'll last more than 10 months, like, together.
Well,
One more thing I'll say. If Cassie needs a little bit of advice, it's how to break up with someone.
Oh, God.
She did not do a very... She needs a textbook on breakups 101 because she kept being like, I just don't know if it's... Like, normally you're supposed to say it's not you, it's me. But, like, she kept doing, like, the, I need to do this for myself. I'm like, stop making it about yourself. And she's like, are you mad at me? And I was like, no, just, like, you got to break up better, girl.
That was the one part that pissed me off.
She broke
up poorly.
I'm
really bad at breakups. Like, I'm really bad. So I think I felt
for
her
even
more.
I don't know that most people are good at them.
I'm not like, listen, this is how I feel. I get quiet. I repeat myself. I sometimes talk in circles. And I would, and I hate to admit this, it's embarrassing. I would ask if they're mad at me.
That is so selfish.
No, it's not selfish.
I get it.
It's like you don't want them, you know what I mean? Like you don't want them to be hurt. You don't want to ruin something between you. And even though in the moment it feels like something you want to ask because you don't want anything to be wrong, like it's how you're feeling.
I just assume the other person is probably mad and I let it cool down. Maybe that's just me. I'm a little different.
Listen, that is a healthy way to do it.
That's the right way to do it.
But me, Cassie, and the girls, I don't know. I think that's just very relatable. I think a lot of people have been there and that's why I feel for her. Because not all of us are good at breakups or do it right or, you know what I mean? So I get that. And that's why it felt so real and I loved seeing that on this show even though it was so...
Well, guys, let us know if you're listening right now. If you're in the chat with us on YouTube, let us know what you thought of how Cassie broke up with Colton. And let us know if you'd do it differently. If you, you know, just your thoughts on how that went down.
And let us know where Cassie went wrong. Because clearly everyone's upset, but I want to know the moment that you think she mishandled herself.
Mm. All right, and going into next week, guys, we do have another episode tomorrow night. There will be the Women Tell All special airing, and then we're going to get, finally, the conclusion of tonight's episode next week on a two-part Bachelor event. So, guys, we have so much Bachelor to digest over the next 2 weeks.
Wait,
are you ready?
So next week, do we have 2 hours on Monday, 1 hour on Tuesday, plus another hour on Tuesday?
I think Chris Harrison's tweet said that there's a two-hour... there's 2 hour Women Tell All tomorrow night and then a 2 night special next week for the finale.
So we still have 6 hours of Bachelor material.
6 hours of Bachelor.
There might, do you think, after the final roses, it's definitely during the episode, probably during the 2 hour. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Well, in between all that time, I mean, Bachelor Nation has been talking obviously about who is going to be the next Bachelorette. That is the next big hot topic right now. I don't want to acknowledge any spoilers that are on the internet.
Let's do predictions, though.
So let's just talk about who we think it'll be and why, who has the best shot.
I think Kaylin.
You think Kaylin? Why do you think Kaylin?
God, I hope not.
Because she already auditioned. It's so easy for them to slide her right into that slot.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. Who do you think, Renee?
To be honest, I like Hannah G. I think she's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how it ends next week. That's what I hate is, like, right now, we can't... Because there's still two girls that need to be broken up with, and they haven't auditioned yet. So I'm going to say I like Hannah G right now, so that's a possibility. And I will say I really don't want it to be Kaylin. Sorry,
I don't either, but I think it will.
That'll be a lot. Honestly, going to this season... I, for some reason, had this weird feeling that the producers were going to take somebody from, like, a previous season and give them another shot.
Ooh.
And I mean, either Christina, her name's been tossed around a lot for seasons, although I don't think she'd make a great Bachelorette.
Christina.
Mm. Christina Schulman. But I thought that they would just throw us a wild card in that respect, especially after Kaylin kind of made herself seem untrustworthy because she was who I thought would have been the pick from this season. But based on the way tonight has gone, I think it'll be Hannah G, only because I think her audition, so to speak, is going to be so compelling that people just want to root for her because we technically don't even look like we're going to get to see her goodbye.
Right.
And she's been all in. Like, that girl has been all in.
Yeah.
So
I just feel so bad because at least Tayshia got a taste of, like, oh, this probably won't last. Like, she knows. She's in denial, but she knows. Hannah has no idea. She's
None.
Just in her room, like, only 16 more hours till my one-on-one knit. I don't know why I was knitting. I don't know why I thought. She's not knitting.
She's knitting her lingerie.
She's a content creator, guys. She's probably editing her photos, like, let's be honest. But before we wrap up, we have to get into our very special segment that we love to do each week, guys. And that is where we go through our favorite Bachelor Nation tweets. If you guys have... listen to our podcast before, you know this gives us a good laugh every single time.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to kick it off with whose tweet was this, guys? For those listening, we are looking
Someone
at tweets.
Someone picked Colton saying this is hard.
I think
Me,
that was
I did.
You.
Sorry. I'm watching the episode again after this with a friend. So I picked Colton saying this is hard because what... Okay, listen, I didn't even do the tweeting for the right reasons or picked a funny one. I'm just, like, what is he? I can just see him, like, at home being, this is hard. Which part? Like, her breaking up with him? I don't know. And then to make it more awkward, Cassie retweeted it. And it was just, I don't know. A lot was going on. And then Jeff had a funny joke about it.
I made a joke that was maybe a little too PG-13 for this panel. But I'm sure you can get there if you... you know, put your mind in the gutter like where mine is.
Nice.
Okay, my tweet comes from, of course, Liza Like Minnelli. You've been there every week for us, Liza Like Minnelli. This is our tweeting for the right reasons, too. We have a hashtag that I think two people use, including Liza. And it says, Chris Harrison and Colton after he jumps the fence. And I think it's from Kimmy Schmidt. But it's Titus chasing after someone
funny.
In a blue dress. And you have to be on the YouTube to really enjoy it. But for podcast listeners, hop on our YouTube. Check it out. Leave us a comment. Leave us a like. Subscribe.
Yes.
We're thirsty just like those Randolphs.
And my tweet is a GIF taken from Friends, one of my favorite shows ever. The tweet from Julia Troy reads, actual footage of Colton proposing to Tayshia or Hannah G next week. And it's, I, Ross, take thee, Rachel. But he was saying it. To
so
Emily,
true.
Which is, like, honestly, we cannot stand and watch that next week. I will not stand for this. We will not have that cringeworthy moment.
There's Oof. No way.
Don't do it to us.
But that would be so bad.
And this one I wanted to throw up just to shout you guys out. Thanks so much for using Tweeting for the Right Reasons, our hashtag.
Oh, thank you, Meg.
She tweeted me right before the show and said, Hannah G, waiting for her fantasy suite date.
That's
and
funny.
It's a gif of this little girl going, TikTok, TikTok. Just waiting.
Y'all are hilarious. I love Bachelor Twitter.
Bachelor Twitter, you guys just make everything so much better. Thanks so
for
much.
Real.
I don't know what the internet would be without your wittiness.
Yes.
But that is it for this week's episode, guys.
We did it.
We did it. We will be here next week, right? We're not going to be here tomorrow night, but we'll talk about what happens next week. So be sure you guys join us here on AfterBuzz TV. It's been so great kicking it with you guys. I'm Christine. And you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with three E's.
And are we going to go on Tuesday of next week?
Ooh,
we'll have
guys.
To figure out with our schedules, everything that's going on. So just stay tuned to this channel. You'll see when we're going. And we'll tweet it out when we know officially
we'll
when we're
know.
Taping next week because we still have so much Bachelor to go. I don't know if I can do it, you guys, but you know I'm going to be up till 3 a.m. thinking about this.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm just as crazy as the rest of you. And my name is Jeff, and you can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram. And on Twitter, please tweet me with your thoughts because I'm going to need to be talking about this like all week.
And don't forget to use the hashtag tweeting for the right reasons.
Yes.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.